I want to share a story. A story about the hare and the tortoise. But the hare and the tortoise are having a race about email. My name's Darren. You're at the home of Sticky Learning, MBM. You've all heard about the hare and the tortoise. Well, this is about email overload. It's fast becoming the main reason of stress, and it's overwhelming most people. They can't get away from feeding the email monster. It just keeps growing. No matter how much you seem to clear the emails, they just don't stop. The challenge is that we don't get the deep work done. Cal Newport wrote a book called Deep Work, and it's all about doing the stuff that makes the big difference. It's very easy to skim across the day being busy, in inverted commas, getting stuff done, but just clearing the emails. Now, the problem with that assumption is that doing the emails delivers the biggest impact, and it doesn't. Because whatever comes in on email, and it's not necessarily what makes the big difference to why you're on the payroll. You're on the payroll to make money for your business. And the emails don't necessarily do that. So the hare and the tortoise is all about splitting up the clock face into deep work and shallow work. So imagine a clock face, 12 o'clock round to 12:20, that 20-minute segment. In any hour, that's when you can do the hare work. Run really quickly, getting emails done, as many as you can, and as effectively as you can. 12 till 12:20. Now in the other 40 minutes of the clock, 12:21, right round to 12:59, that's when you do the deep work. That's when you're like the tortoise. You're making the big difference. So the clock face is split into two. The right hand side, 12 to 12:20, is the hare. And from 12:21, the 40-minute segment, back up to the top, is tortoise time. Now, what this does is a number of things. It gets you to consider that there's deep work and shallow work. It gets you to not check your emails as often as you do. Some people are checking them about every 15 minutes, although I know some people who are never out of it. In order to make this a habit, you probably need to draw a clock face on a post-it note and stick it on your laptop. There are some images we'll put on our website so you can see this. Simply look up the hare and the tortoise system for managing the email overload. And the third reason this works is because what it'll make you do is realise that by doing the tortoise work, you'll make the biggest difference, because this is the work that takes the time, it takes the thought, it takes you away from emails, and getting that stuff done is really important, because that's why you're on the payroll. Delivering your job won't happen through email, it just won't. It happens by putting the thought and the time into the big projects that we all procrastinate and put off because they're hard. So, good luck with the hare and the tortoise system. We'll also help you by writing that up on our blog so you can see it with some images. So again, just look up the hare and the tortoise system for managing email overload. Best of luck.